Oh shit. Hi guys. It's the Hi Guys podcast. We back again. I know y'all missed us. We've been gone for a minute. I hope y'all high because we high. I just finished smoking. I'm high. It's your boy, that worm guy, coming back at you. I don't know what I'm saying. Coming back at you. Go over and talk about.
Look at the eyes. Roll them. But
go ahead. Nah, but hey, it's actually the night we're recording this is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. The ones that's worth a damn anyway. The ones that ain't, fuck you, bitch.
AKA, what's her name? The Kardashian.
You talking about Black China. Yeah.
AKA Black China. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Hey, we got an episode. You should go back and listen to it. Yeah, good, my bad.
Don't talk about that hoe, bitch. Would you let her suck your dick though?
Well, yeah. Goddamn right. All right, nigga, no questions asked. No nothing. I seen that tape. I seen the video. Nah, I know what's going on.
Man, she couldn't suck no dick, bro. That
was, you see it?
But that video is trash.
I think I see that video.
Better than trash, dog.
Better than Kim Kardashian?
I said, would you
let her? Okay, yeah, you're right.
Better than Kim Kardashian?
I said, would you let her? I didn't say she
would. Would you let her? Right.
It was good or not.
I said, yeah, exactly. Answer that.
I'm gonna be honest. I would, but I don't think I'd enjoy it, and I'd be upset, and I don't think I'd finish.
Okay. See, let's go ahead.
So what, like in that same like celebrity range of her, would get you to that you would have enjoy and have a good time with?
Okay. That's an interesting take. But Daryl, you had something. Say something real quick.
Fucking celebrity. IG thoughts, you know, goddamn.
My thing, I was just saying, it depends. Bitch, it depends on the person, because there's a lot of bitches that can't suck dick, but then it'd be that specific dude that can take her to heights that she ain't been
okay.
before.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah. What I'm saying, to answer Rado question. Mm-hmm. To be like, what? Who that type of celebrity at that basis? I know Twan said she just an Instagram thought. All right, at that matter. Range. All right, well, I'd say, you know what? I think that this one chick, I don't know if y'all know who this is, but she that one chick from the fucking, Perfect Pitch or something like Pitch Perfect. It's this movie, and it's this white chick. Who's the star of the movie?
The lead character? Yeah, I know you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. But her, I think that she is a wild on a dick, nigga. She just seemed like she's the type that like is like such a nerdy geek that like she didn't get it that often. Yeah, so man. When she did, she go wild on it.
Daryl, who you got, Daryl?
Celebrity wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know over the time, you know, like somebody on the same level as Black China. Worm said that don't get him off, so
IG thought.
The chick I picked is kind of like she like
yeah, she is, yeah.
It gotta be IG.
B rank movie star, IG thought, but like she got at least I'll say 100,000 followers or something.
Yeah, not no man. Beyonce, not no Rihanna, not the typical ones that somebody would say. You know, somebody you'd be like, there.
But not that whole bitch that got an OnlyFans and she got 1,200 followers and she take pictures on the couch.
Yeah, not that whole.
It's out of Megan Good. And what's that one Mexican chick? What's that one Mexican chick, bro?
Nigga, we said one, nigga.
I wanted y'all to know who I'm talking about.
My chick was Anna Kendrick. I just remembered her name.
Y'all know the Mexican chick, but she
Lay down.
Y'all remember the nigga from I was about to say Family Matters. No, he was like, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come
I know you're talking about.
But he was in. Yeah. She was in another. She was in another sitcom with dude. Mm-hmm. Mexican shit. I can't fucking think of her name. Hold on, man. Y'all go first. I'm gonna remember it after y'all go. Take.
Who you got? Who you got?
Nikki Cox. That's the bro name.
Nikki Cox is the white chick.
Yeah, she the white chick.
But he talking about a Mexican chick.
But who you got, Antoine? Why Daryl keep thinking?
I'm a finder. Hold on.
He's looking
find
up.
You find her. You thinking too, Antoine? You thinking? Why I go?
Yeah, go.
Bottom one would be Lotto. Because I like that ratchet look. And she always
Mulatto.
Yeah, you know the rapper, Mulatto.
Oh, Mulatto. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I thought you said Lotto.
That's what she call herself now. She don't go by the Mulatto.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so, you know, she upgraded. So, like, I think she can suck me off properly. and I think I could take her to Pound Town. So I just, you know, just got to prove it. And since Daryl said two, I'm going to go
see,
two.
I know, see? But, see, it's hard. That's hard. You can't just pick one.
But I told you the cat woman, the new cat woman.
Oh.
Man.
Excuse me.
Man, if she breathe on me.
She nice.
I'm taking the Pound Town. The new cat woman.
Cause that's something like Kendrick, because he's Kendrick. Lynn Kravitz is
daddy, and then the what you call her mama, the fine lady. I'm back in
Zoe. Zoe Kravitz is her name.
Yeah, y'all know who I'm talking about, bro.
Man, I take that to Pound Town every day. Pound Town. Hand it out all the time. Ain't gonna be faithfully though, but I pound it out all the time. Because no matter what, I can hear all the hairstyles is like, damn, she pulled that shit off. Like in every move, she pulled it off. I'm like, damn, bitch, I would take you to Pound Town. Man, if I was Batman, they gotta say, man, fuck this movie. The only way she getting this part, if I could take it to Pound Town one time. I said, like, nah, that's it. You got to put that in my contract. Well, I'm a Batman.
Y'all know chick. Her name is Sofia Vergara.
Oh, you talking about the chick from fucking?
Yeah. Oh my god, sir!
What's that shit called? Family, something, right?
Woo.
She was on that shit. She was on that Hit the Road Jack shit.
I'll risk it all. No,
with the same dude.
No, she wasn't. She just
It was the same. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because man, oh my god.
Oh yeah. You're right. He was in that shit. Yeah.
Accent and everything. I'd be like, sheesh, bro. Like that's my kryptonite. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who you got, Antoine, so we can get on to this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Kylie. IG thought.
Okay.
Oh, this nigga Instagram? Man, I got a couple Instagram hoes.
Yes, that's cheating. No, man. Hold on, no, that's cheating. That's cheating. That's cheating. That's cheating. That don't count.
Look, man.
No, that don't count.
We said at the start of this. Look,
that don't count.
Look, we said at the start of this.
Black China is an IG.
The range was B-list celebrity. And IG thought at least 100K followers.
Yeah.
Y'all chose kind of B-list celebrities because, you know, that's what came to mind immediately. But because what came to Twan's mind immediately is an IG thought, but y'all can't, like, be trying to... Y'all niggas already done two. I only gave one, nigga. Like, y'all niggas say,
My
backup here.
There's so many IG thoughts, bro. Yeah. It's not even fair. Bro.
But it's like... But
we're
like,
talking about...
I'm saying if he got one in mind, like...
But he's... Black China fucks with a rapper. Tiger, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a rap artist, you feel me? So he's
Many IG thoughts fuck with rappers?
Yeah, okay, but how many? But no, but she fucks with a Kardashian. She fucks with a Kardashian.
So
Kardashians are billionaires.
But right, but think about it though. She didn't fuck with a Kardashian on some fucking Cause like some like fucking shit, like cause somebody else did some shit that was similar to what Black China did to somebody else who got money, but she stuck through with it and like stayed with the nigga for a little while. And Black China goofy ass fucking fumbled the bag and didn't stay with Rob. And so,
and she's so an idiot
because of that.
She's an idiot.
That, I'm like, yeah, she's a stupid bitch. She's
now
just
she's
like,
selling, now she's selling her baby, cars and shit.
I'm good. I just need one from him and that's it. And not thinking about like if I get two, three, or even if I stayed with him, like he gonna cheese me up.
You be set.
And it's like, right. She didn't think about that.
Play so your role, bitch.
Think, like,
play your role.
She with that nigga, she just called me a dumb bitch.
I the game.
IG.
Called me.
That nigga put on. So Twan ain't wrong. She's just an IG thought.
Yep.
To you. So okay. So you sticking with your IG thought. Is that what's her name you said?
Jessica Kylie.
Jessica Kylie. I gotta look that up.
Well, we'll save Daryl Instagram for another time. I save mine for another time. So back to getting back on to Warren
going topics.
So all them chicks we did name, make sure y'all follow that ass. go to the and follow that ass.
That's a
hashtag like for you right here.
I try to hit on the real. So if I see you hoes.
That's a high guy staple right there. Follow that ass. Hey, yo, for real. Hey, if I add a Kendrick, if I fuck around with her and she say some nasty shit to me.
Yeah, I'm on. Nigga, she ain't got
some nasty. I'm fucking her in the back.
Nigga, I'm on. Either way it goes.
In the back. It's going down. My girl going.
All I am. I'm going to say, fuck it. And if she asks me, like Lotto asked me, like, come kick it for a couple days, nigga. Fuck my family. I'm gone, y'all. Fuck y'all. I ain't coming home. Hey, bro. I feel like, man, you know, she up there a little bit. So if she hollering at me, nigga, I got game at that point. Fuck it. Yep. I'm fucking bitch with money, so it's only I can only go up from that point.
Yeah.
Not gonna work my way up. If I get to one of the parties though, and then she dumped me, I'm in the door already. So then I done moved up to another bitch. Now I'm winning.
Yeah. All right. Before we do get to the main topics that we do have for tonight, ladies and gents, the question that Rado said, I don't know if everybody answered it. I know me and Daryl did. Twan, did you answer with if Black China did come up to you and was like she was trying to suck you?
Yeah,
she started off saying Happy Mother's Day, and I don't know how it led to would Black China suck you. But since we're here,
is a mama,
right? Exactly. And mamas need love too. Maybe they want to suck me. I don't know. That's not for me to decide. But
I'm trying to be your daddy, nigga. That's all I'm saying.
Twan, Black China came up to you randomly and was like, "Let me suck you." What would you do?
She's sucking me.
Fair enough.
Hey,
Redo, did you answer too? I don't know. Nope. I don't remember whether you answered.
If she walk up to me today, she could suck me every day if she wanted to.
Okay.
I'm in a dump. I might even hit. I might just say fuck it.
Ain't no might for me.
I'm for sure I could help her out. And then we get that bag back.
Ain't no might for me.
No condom.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm raw there. I'm
a dog ski.
Nigga, I might have to run my dick across her forehead.
Cross her forehead.
Speaking of foreheads, actually.
Amber Rose. When I bust, I got bust on her lips. I'm going to wipe it across her lips. Like, yeah, there you go.
Give her some lip gloss.
But Amber Rose who does have a forehead tattoo. That's the one I was thinking about. Who did a better job of like getting with like a nigga, dick? Having a baby?
Oh yeah, and
like making money, like, being smart with it, right? Because like she got Wiz Khalifa baby, but she ain't still out in these streets fucking still trying to figure out how she gonna pay for her fucking Range Rover.
Yeah,
Black China.
Yeah, Black China's an idiot.
Black China, hit me up. We can make this money. You can't worry about how you pay for that car.
Make a whole plan.
Hey, I got
a guy's podcast. Hit us.
Hey, so I got to tell her no right now. Like, you know, I ain't leaving my family, so you got to. But we can make it work, though.
He said, hit me on the email.
You just got to get comfortable real quick.
Yep.
We'll make it happen.
Oh. All right, y'all. So tonight we got a topic that we're going to talk about, and it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be about big girls. We're going to talk about big girls, y'all. We're going to talk about how now is 2020 and it's more socially acceptable for a bigger woman to accept her sexuality and kind of promote it. And there's actually an audience for that. But we're also going to talk about the flip end of that of like, is it okay to be big? Is it okay to like kind of let yourself go or not even try to lose weight? Because that's what a lot of people say is like, just stay the weight you are, because they started shaming somebody like someone like fucking Adele, who started losing weight because they were like, oh, I like you when you're big and all that shit. So, I mean, we're going to talk about that. But before we even get to that, before I want y'all to hold on to whatever y'all want to say about that. I got an icebreaker tonight.
Oh, you got next second part was do bitches settle?
Oh, yeah. And then the second part to that is like, do bitches settle? Like, now to expand on that, like that thought, we were thinking about, because we had been meaning to have this conversation for a while, Russell Wilson and the Sierra situation. Now, we don't feel like, I won't say all of us, but we'll talk about it. Like, there's an idea that, like, maybe Rihanna, I'm high, but maybe Sierra settled for Russell Wilson because she really wants a nigga like Future. But because she can't get him, Future's for the streets. She settles for a guy like Russell Wilson, who's going to take care of her, take care of her babies. She's doing all this prayer stuff and stuff. Like, she's with the nice guy, but as most women kind of even say themselves, they want more of the bad boy attitude. So do women settle for nice guys when they really want bad boys? That'll be another thing we'll also discuss. But before we get to that, as I was saying, the icebreaker for tonight is a question that I thought to pose to the group. I thought about it early today. And I thought it was interesting because there's a conversation to be had about it. Now, the question is, do women treat their bosses with more respect than their man? Because what happens a lot of times in a relationship dynamic, a woman will be combative with her dude about just about anything that she feels like, you know what, I have a stance on this, I'm gonna say something. But that same energy is nowhere in the room when she's having a meeting and her boss is talking about some shit. And then he or she goes, does anybody have any questions? And your girl just sits there in her chair and like goes, nope, I'm okay. She listens to like whatever rules is set in the company. She's on time. She makes sure that whatever she has to buy, bylaws or whatever the fuck, contracts and all this shit that she signed to make sure that she's getting that paycheck. But there's no contracts that she takes into account when it's applied to her man in some cases. If her dude goes, hey, babe, let's go out tonight. Like, I got reservations. Like, let's we going at 8. So let's leave the house at 7. And she goes, oh, okay. And then she late. Takes forever to get dressed. Late. And he's like, hey, babe, we got to hurry up. We got to go. And she's like, no, I gotta make sure I'm good. I want to look beautiful for you or whatever. And then she gets late to the reservations. But her boss says, hey, I need you here at 7:30 tomorrow. She's usually there at 9, but now she got to be there 2 hours earlier. She's up at 4:45 leaving the house to make sure she get there on time. So, again, the question, do women treat their bosses with more respect than their man? I'm going to pass it to you guys and see what y'all think about that.
You goddamn right they do. Damn right. They'll break their neck for their damn boss.
Woo.
Man, especially if they one of them big tight companies and they try to work their way up, they look that nigga balls they have to.
Mm.
Nigga, they
god damn, look the boss.
It was a lady boss, man. They gonna eat the clues. It was a lady boss.
Shit,
They won't go home. They won't go home and suck their nigga off like they suck their boss off.
God.
Damn.
Damn.
Man. I see that shit all the damn time.
Damn.
I ain't this got your preaching after that.
Man.
I ain't got nothing
at work. Nigga, at work, they tip top right, nigga.
Damn.
Yes, sir. Light. No, ma'am. You come home, you come get your husband and be like, hey, sir, or hey, honey, would you greet them motherfuckers? Smiling off. And then at dinner time, you'll tell your husband how horrible these niggas is. And he, but well, how about you stand up for yourself? And then she stand, when it comes time to him, if he ain't did something, she gonna give him hell.
And then if he suggests something that might put her in bad standings with her boss,
yeah, she gonna
flash on him. Yeah. What you mean? I ain't gonna say that to him. They're gonna fire me if I say that shit. Well, babe, I'm just telling you, like, tell him you can't talk to me like that. Why I can't tell him that? What you mean?
But you tell him that,
he gonna fire me.
But you tell that nigga that. You give
him that nigga come up in your cubicle and throw some papers in your face. That's the wrong report. That's the wrong one. Fix it.
So we definitely talk about a simp nigga though. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's a nigga like
it ain't even gotta be a simp nigga. It's like yeah, see, I guaranteed you, yo, a lot of cases.
No, but I mean in the case that the nigga's getting treated that way. You know what I'm saying?
But he even said, like, being on time. Like, nigga, you know a motherfucker. They boss tell you, hey, get here at 3:30. They there at 3:29, nigga, suited and booted, nigga, clothes laid out. And you could tell them a month in advance, like, you know, we going out, reservation, we have to be there. We gotta go, nigga. And they go, that's when they go the slowest and amongst the slowest, nigga. Shit ain't laid out, hair ain't done, and then everything just thrown the hell off, nigga. You know you seen that shit.
Oh, I've seen it for sure. You know what I'm saying? But if you a crazy nigga like me, nigga, I'm gonna be at the job, nigga. I'm pulling up, nigga. Like, hold on, nigga, what's going on in this motherfucker? I be in there, nigga. Raincoat, wife beater, nigga. Like, what's going on in this motherfucker, bitch? You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, though.
Don't be a fool, nigga, for they bosses, nigga.
Yeah,
you
I see
the food run. Like, what the fuck? Your husband say, hey, babe,
yeah.
You know your way home, okay? You got a pizza? No, nigga, you go get the pizza. Like, what the fuck?
God damn.
You ran around town. Like, what the fuck? You went to the
just leave, my dude. Shit. Just like, go, my fuck? Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, get out of this situation, news. My boy.
Like, who the hell? Who you work for?
Right.
Who you with?
Now, to what Daryl's saying, we can make that argument too, because at the same time, a dude who is let's say confident or just confident in himself is not going to stand for being disrespected, but then hearing how much like she got to do for her work versus what she got to do for him. Mm-hmm. If it's something like, hey babe, could you make some dinner tonight? And she's like, nah, I don't got time. I gotta take care of this report that I gotta turn in tomorrow for work or whatever. It's like, how many times can you take that before being like, yo, like, what's up?
Twice.
Like you starting to treat your job like it's more important than me.
You got two times. You got two times, bitch.
For like a normal guy, it's like, no, I'm not gonna deal with that. But like, I mean, I say normal, but like that's not the normal guy. The normal guy is gonna let that slide. Where like I'd say above average, or even like I would classify us as like a high value mentality guy is gonna be thinking like, I'm not gonna deal with this. This is ridiculous. So for the guys who do deal with it, it's like because
y'all niggas need to get it together.
And you allowing it. And so there is a conversation for that too of like if he letting it slide, she's like, well, this is our dynamic now. Like my work is so important. And this
ain't
is what
nobody
I do.
Work important than
not that important.
But that's the thing. Like if work starts to become more important than the person you with, it's like, what the fuck are you with this person for then?
Gotta get your priorities in order ASAP.
But what about niggas that be working hella hours and shit and all the other shit? They put more to work it ain't the same, bitch. Because niggas working hella hours to make sure your ass has up that money and right. that roof of his head. He ain't in there saying, man, I hate this. He might say he hate the damn job, but he let them niggas know he hate the shit, too. Like, he ain't fucking around with right. motherfuckers in that motherfucker.
Not right, yeah.
He understand, like, I got to work here, but he ain't up in there smiling in niggas' faces like, hey, nigga, hey, what's up, y'all? Let me make y'all some egg rolls today. No, nigga put his head in.
75% of the time, women got it easier at the job, especially if you're pretty and beautiful. Yeah, yeah. You can get away with a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're an ugly bitch, I got nothing to say about it. But if you're a pretty one,
dick in the back.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the cold part. Ugly bitches ain't got no shame. They gonna do what the fuck they got.
They gonna lick the balls.
Then the niggas gonna be on her.
They gonna lick the balls and eat the gooch.
Yep.
Damn. Like, God damn. The goose, though, nigga. That nigga went overboard. God. No, first off, hold on. Where's she at?
before I expand on this topic, like this question, I wanted to get your take, Twan, because you hadn't said anything yet. And like, what do you think about that? Do you think women like respect their boss more than like their man?
Look, I agree with everything Rico said. I told you I had nothing. I wasn't lying. Like
from that nigga, from his first statement, I was done.
I'm like, There's nothing else I can say. This nigga said everything. So I'm like, nah,
bruh. I'm in it.
Man, I was out the game.
Make bitches cry, nigga. They be crying over this shit. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Why the hell you crying? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, I didn't see motherfuckers. Niggas don't pay no attention to. Like, man, like, just, and this bitch is crying behind this nigga, though. Like, come on. Like, I'm sorry I fucked up crying. I'll do better next time. Nigga, you don't do that shit for your husband, though.
Hell no.
Nah. Cry that nigga, and you ain't blowing him off until you suck it better next time.
Now, the next thing I was
going to add to this is... Get over
that,
it, nigga.
That, like, what then was... I'm sure some of our female listeners will think is, like, but what about my man? He treats his job like it's more important than me.
That's
but
a lie. Like,
the thing is...
That's her dumbass. That's her dumbass perception, man.
If your man is taking his job seriously, that's exactly. One thing. Like, if he's up and going to work and coming back and, like, taking care of his business at home... Like, a man isn't going to go to work and listen to a dude like tell him what to do for like from 7 to 8 like to 5
preach.
Come back home and then like come and disrespect you
anyway.
Because first of all, a nigga's like not gonna be at work letting a nigga berate him in any way.
Yeah,
like
damn just, right.
Like, you gotta pick those fucking boxes up, move them.
Hell no, nigga.
What?
We fight. I might be fired that day.
I'll throw the box at your ass.
I might be fired. Yeah, I wish a motherfucker
would. You get him now.
Yeah, exactly. So,
right, bat, go upside his head one time.
We tussling.
There's no nigga that's out there that's gonna like. Take it from his boss and then come home and then try and act like an asshole to his girl. So that's not a dynamic that is typical because what usually ends up happening, and this is probably going to get us canceled, but what happens most of the time is even in like...
Hold on. If it's going to get us canceled, do we really want to say it?
It's a conversation that goes into like how women make the argument about equal pay.
Your thug pizzle.
And women talk about how equal pay is sometimes because they aren't being paid fairly in the positions that they're in. And I agree that if that's happening, that's wrong. But for the per capita that's usually like quoted, it's mostly because women are in work positions that are comfortable for them and they don't argue to try to get in better positions. And they don't argue because they're passive. And because they're passive at work, they kind of listen to their bosses and whatever their boss says goes. And then they go back home and then their husband tries to tell them what to do. And they're like, you ain't going to tell me what to do. I already listened to my boss tell me what to do all day. And I don't like how that is. So I'm not going to come home and have some nigga tell me what to do. And it's like, whoa, all I asked you to do was like, hey, babe, can you make some hamburgers like you made last week? Like, you ain't got to flash on me like that. And it's like, why is that a thing? Why is that like something where women will treat their job or like women will treat their degree like it's more important than a man.
Yeah.
That like, because this is like, go ahead.
Like you were saying about the whole equal pay, like you were saying, they don't get paid the same amount as a dude in that position. Cause this nigga is gonna argue that shit. Bitch ain't gonna argue that shit. This nigga be like, I'm worth 80,000. And they say, nah, you only worth 75. No, nigga, I'm worth 80,000, motherfucker. You gonna pay me 80,000. If they gonna tell her, if you worth 60,000, and she gonna be like, yeah, I'm worth 60,000. Nigga, no, stop thinking that shit. They overthink the shit. Be like that nigga, overthink the shit.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell you thought the number of nigga go up a little bit.
Yep.
Like, nigga, this menage to be working. Man, I had this chick. I was always tell the little chick, like, bruh, if you think you want to get this pay, tell them motherfuckers. Like, what the fuck they going to do? Just tell them how much you think you worth.
Yeah.
I said, that's all the fuck I do. Like, them niggas always overpay me because, nigga, I ain't accepting shit. Like, every time it came time to raise, if you're not going to pay me nothing less than $2. And we're getting raised every 3 months. No, nigga. That's my minimum is that $2 raise every 3 months. That's it. And I don't give a damn what the hell what y'all talking about. Y'all niggas gonna keep that same thing. So every time it came time around for my 3 months, give me my $2 raise, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers, they was at the same damn pay. Just accepting shit like, no, I ain't accepting that shit. When it comes time, because every time you do a review, nigga, I write what the fuck I deserve on every motherfucker. So give you my review, and you're going to pay me what the fuck I said. That's it.
That's it.
You ain't going to talk me down on nothing.
That's the mentality that men have at work, yep. Being like, yo, man, I'm working here, and you're going to pay me what you fucking owe me.
Yep.
And that's all this transaction is. You ain't going to disrespect me, but at the same time, I'm not going to disrespect you. I understand it's your fucking business or whatever. And so I'm going to be respectful. You paying me. So I'm gonna be respectful, but you ain't gonna treat me like a dog out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and to not even to put it heavily on women, because like I don't want the women to hate the High Guys podcast. I want y'all to love us. I want y'all to love us.
Education.
Don't hate.
Y'all go up in there and just tell them what you deserve.
There's even guys who are even in that same, like there's even the square simp guys that are even in that same boat of being like, I'm not gonna cause any waves. And there are guys who like will be talked down to and listen to whatever their boss say. But even still, that same guy isn't coming home and then going to disrespect his girl or his wife or whatever.
He might if he's drunk. He might even get hella drunk.
You're right. We can't say not at all. We understand there are some outliers, but there's more that guys that won't do that than the guy who does. Like stop at the bar before he gets home and he pulled that shirt off and he got that wife beater on already. You gotta know what time it is.
You better run, girl. Get out of there.
Shit, we cancel. We at the High Guys podcast do not believe in wife beater.
But hey,
we do. Yeah, we do. Where
did they come from, dude?
The like, wife beater.
That's like a real question.
Wife beater.
It just comes from the fact that niggas who beat their wives always wore it.
Exactly. So that's like everybody know what it is, what it's called.
Yeah, come on. I got that tank top on, bitch. You better watch out. Be weary of the niggas with the wife beaters on. If the nigga has a tank top,
You know what's going on.
Hey, y'all be careful out there, man. These niggas is crazy. Tank top, man. Wild. Tank top, man. They slapping bitches for no reason. For no reason.
We were laughing about it, but even with that, they don't need to be up in that situation. She need to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Get up out of there.
If she's working, she can make more money. It goes back to what we said a few minutes ago. Know how much you're worth. Know how much you want to get paid. If they say, look up what they pay is. If it says it's 50,000, motherfuckers say you want 55.
Yep.
Fuck it. I mean, what the hell are they gonna do? If they say, nah, that's too much, then they're gonna get another offer. And you know the max is 50. Then you get your fucking 50. It's like, well, I try to get 55, but hey, 50 was a max. Yeah, I knew what it was coming in though.
Yeah.
You worked your way up. And then more tell these niggas you want extra vacation. Like, fucking figure this shit out. If you don't like what they talk about, man, nah, you gotta come up. And then stick to that shit. Get your little money and move the hell out. Don't fuck with that nigga with the wife beater. Get out. You can
also, make. I want to add on to that. Like, from a societal standpoint, the pressures of being a man, you know, you have, you know, man is supposed to provide, protect, and all that stuff. So, from that standpoint, a man feels that pressure to do those things. So he's already, he's like, I have to make more money. There's no being comfortable. Yeah. I have to keep going up and up and up and pay in order to, you know, live up to societal standards, you know? Yeah. Plus, from, you know, from a mating standpoint, it's the same, you know, women want a guy who can do that to some degree, you know? So they look for the guys who have that ambition and stuff like that. Women, no matter what, you know, they can be at working whatever little job. If they bad enough, somebody gonna come be like, look, you might, I'm about to marry you, whatever the case may be, and I'm gonna take care of you. But so they can sit there and work these, you know, crappy jobs or whatever, you know, so for long periods of time if they wanted to. While a guy, he can't, you know, because I mean, this is the society we live in, but I mean, on a grand scheme of things, you know, from a grand, whatever, it's a guy's, like, value or status in life is heavily tied to his bank account. So.
Yep. And if you ain't got that bank, you better have the looks.
There you go.
You better be GQ of the year.
There you go.
Better be slanging that pipe.
You better be ready, man.
There you go.
Because if you a lame and you can't do shit, it's a wrap, but you better have that money. You better make it.
Yep.
There you go.
But that's the damn difference. So women don't think that the niggas is doing the same way y'all doing it. Nah, man. Niggas is doing it for a purpose. Mm-hmm. Purpose of getting some pussy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, shit.
All right, man. Well, I'm sure something like that, like, it's such an interesting topic that we might talk about that again in another episode. Yeah, but, like,
we'll bring it up again.
Definitely. Hit us up, the High Guys Podcast. Hit me up at that Worm Guy, all platforms. If y'all got any questions. We'll definitely answer them. But anyway, moving on to a topic that's I got my Birdman hands rubbed going. But it's too, we gonna start talking about big girls, you guys. And I'm gonna say, first of all,
my this type is of the topic.
Last this, High first guys of all, podcast. We're getting canceled after.
We're not getting canceled.
It's over.
Look. I'm going to say, because we're not going to get canceled, because we're going to fuck around and get a flood of big girls that's going to start hitting us up. I like big girls. I'm going to say that right out. There's BBW. A lot of hate on the big girls, but, like, before Drake put it in a song, I was hitting BBWs up. and I was putting it in the porn hub.
I'm a witness.
Yeah.
So, yep. So I've always been into big girls. I'm into slim girls, too. But I've never discriminated because I'm into big girls because they got bigger asses, they got bigger titties, they got bigger mouths, and they got smaller pussies somehow. I don't know how that works, but like that is all of that together in a combination.
He said it's warm in that thing. There's warm up in there, man.
Fuck it is, boy. Now, but I'll put a what's the shit called? I'll put a stipulation on it that it's not like a big messy girl. I don't like just any type of big girl. It's just that, like, if she bigger and she's still kind of curvy with it, I'm with that. If she got a little bit of a gut,
that's a BBW.
I'll push that gut up while I'm fucking. But if she got, like, if the ass is right, I'm with it. If the titties is nice, I'm with it. So it's like, I'm still somebody who will talk to a bigger girl. But like, yeah, it's definitely a limit. And I like to now expand the conversation. The limit now seems to kind of almost be disappearing. We can't even, like Twan talking about, we going to be canceled. And it's because like we can't even have a conversation about whether a woman should lose weight or not, basically. And we're not telling you what you should or shouldn't do, but we will have the conversation.
Hey, your big ass.
Attractive to men.
Your big ass better not keep eating. If you know you're over 300 pounds, bitch, you better start drinking some water.
Hey, it depends how tall you is.
You know what I'm saying? Your big ass better not keep eating. If you know you a cheeseburger away from breaking the damn scale, bitch, don't eat that cheeseburger. That's all I'm saying, man. Because y'all, I like big bitches too.
You bitches
need to watch y'all weight. I don't give a fuck. It's health reasons. You know what I'm saying? If you went to the doctor and they said, look, bitch, if you gain 15 more pounds, your heart rate gonna drop. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, yeah. you better lose that weight. You know what I'm saying? And like, I love you, but lose that weight if you gotta lose that weight. Don't sit up here and think you good because a nigga like you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. There's health reasons behind this shit, bitch. Get your shit together.
Now, that's what they'll talk about, how like, that's another thing that the
healthcare industry,
doctors are discriminating against them. And it's like, they didn't come in to be told what they should do about their weight. They came in for something else. They don't need to be told to lose weight to do this or do that. And it's like, but if you came in and the doctor's checking your ankle, but if he's like, yeah, your ankle probably hurts because you're very heavy.
You're too big, bitch. And starts
talking about like a what you should do to lose weight. And you're like, I didn't come in for that. I twisted my ankle. I'm a dancer.
You too big.
Actually.
I don't give a fuck what you is, huh?
And it's like, yeah, but a dancer 100 pounds lighter than you probably wouldn't have gotten this injury. But like I said, like this type of talk will fuck around and get you canceled because it's like who are you to tell me how I should feel in my body? And nobody's telling you how you should feel, but in the realms of attraction.
Yeah, we is.
Most guys aren't attracted to, for lack of a better term, a sloth of a woman. Let's say that. Let's not say she just hella fat and like sloppy. Let's just say.
You big bitch, you.
It's going to get us canceled. He talking. Look, I'm trying to clean it up.
I already told you.
Look. But the mentality.
It already started. It's over.
But the mentality to get that big, bro. You legit go fucking.
Stop eating.
I don't care about what I'm eating.
Ain't no nigga worth your life.
I've seen like I'm over 500 pounds, my 500 pound life shit. And those people don't never seem happy. They don't seem like I'm living my best life. I'm like, I'm laid up in this bed. I can't get out of it.
That's
how they used to wash my body every day. That shit don't never seem happy. So it's not to say that these chicks that I'm talking about are that level, but that's the trend. That's the trend that they're on. If they continue down this path.
That's it.
Man,
you big
laugh. Well, I don't know what you're saying right now.
You big bitch. You.
I don't know why these niggas laughing with these niggas crying. You know, I stay out of there.
Yep.
This is Daryl. This nigga Daryl.
Going.
All I'm saying was you big bitch. You.
Woo!
Got her. No, real talk. When you say 500 pounds, that's out of pocket, bro. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? You know you're wrong. You might have a problem or a mental illness or something, but if you 500 pounds and you sitting up here acting like you don't need to lose weight, bitch, something wrong with your ass. That's a health problem, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all your organs and shit getting pressed together because your fucking fat ass want to eat a cheeseburger. Stop eating. Stop eating.
Ain't gonna stop.
Like, no, on God, though. Like, bro, like, I'm not talking shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm worried about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, like, you stressed out. I don't give a fuck what Tyrone did, bitch.
Now, there's a
you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's a trend that talks about how there's a healthy big. There's a healthy
ain't no big such big ain't though. No motherfucking such thing as no goddamn healthy big.
Lizzo,
if you big, Lizzo is bull. She's
Lizzo,
she,
the pioneer of this
positivity, and she killing hoes because she want to be positive.
Style 11,
bitch, lose that goddamn weight, who, bitch. Fuck you talking
is,
about?
Who is very
at least lose. At least lose 20 pounds. I'm not asking you to lose a whole half a person, bitch. You can't drop 20 pounds.
I'm gonna go ahead and just
drop 20.
Take my headphones off.
Drop 20.
We can't.
You know what I'm saying? No, we're not.
We're having a conversation. That's
soon,
what we do.
As soon as it get uploaded, automatically canceled.
look, no, man. No, I'm trying to fix this because I don't want women to feel like I'm attacking them.
Hold on. Say what you
say.
What I'm saying is, sometimes I want you to be real. Sometimes it's a harsh reality when it comes to this shit, bro. Because it's like a lot of people want to sugarcoat this shit and try to be nice to people that's bigger on a bigger, heavier side when it's bad for your health. You don't want to smite me at night. Hey, could you please lose 5 pounds? I mean, fuck that shit. Stop eating, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Drink some water. Eat a salad. You know, stop eating all this sugary ass shit. Bitch, eat something that's going to help you burn that shit off. You feel me? Go eat some protein. You know what I'm saying? Some healthy proteins and go get on a treadmill or a bike or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to go hire a motherfucking nutritionist. Go hire a motherfucking... What would you call it? A personal trainer. So you gotta do what you gotta do. Even if we gotta go to these, you can go to a free class, a free exercise class. Nigga, they got them all kind of recreation centers. They offer them. You know what I'm saying? This ain't me talking shit because I like big bitches. But there's like, nothing wrong with a big bitch. But I'm talking about you health wise. You know what I'm saying?
What I was talking about.
Get it together.
What I was talking about was like the fact that like when to get that big. You also have to kind of let yourself go.
Stressed out.
That's also unattractive.
Tyrone been fucking his bitch next door to your house.
It is, and you tripping. You just let yourself go.
Go ahead and start fucking another nigga that been looking at your ass at your job. Stop worrying about this thing.
That chick is less attractive than the 300-pound chick that's in
a lot of niggas got
that's in the Planet Fitness on the treadmill or the stairs or something getting in. Because at least she's trying to get it in. And then she still might have some curves going. She still might have some hips and thighs.
That's a BBW. Like,
just kind of, you know, just it's bigger than the average. And I'm all
talking about. Like I said,
I'm the one that's looking at her. And I'm like, oh, she's nice. And also her self-esteem is kind of low, too, because nobody be usually looking at her like that. So when you come up on her.
But like, how is that?
But that's
fucked up.
Daryl on a fucking tear.
That's fucked up, though. You saying the bitch got low self-esteem. Is that healthy? Yeah. Is that healthy?
It's not healthy. But it's because
so is that okay they, to because put the bitch
they didn't they didn't get talked to by like by guys, and because they didn't, when you do go talk to them, they just surprised and happy no matter what you say.
So here you come,
as long as you don't say some random shit, and
taking advantage,
and I come up with some smooth shit. She ain't heard before, and she like, oh.
No, wait, tell me what you say that she ain't heard before. Tell me.
Please. I don't know, nigga. I don't know.
Give me a line.
Like,
one line.
I don't got lines. I don't got fucking like ooh, did you fall from heaven? Because
okay,
I'm
talking
angel
about,
I'm bullshit. Not, like I just come
not,
up.
I'm not talking about a line like that.
I just try to ask, like, I just try to ask questions that I had them talking about some shit rather than just being like, yo, what's up? Where you from? Like, how long you be coming here or some stupid shit like that? Because that's always been, like, some shit that made me think that, like, nigga, you're not thinking of anything original. If I go and talk to a chick, it would, like, I legit go, yo, what's up? How you doing? Then I'd ask a question that I always would be thinking about in that moment of, like, this is more interesting to talk about than like where you from,
yeah,
or like, what's your how'd you get here, or like you come here often, or some stupid shit like that.
So at that, like, so
bullshit.
So at that point, when you then nabbed the bitch, caught her with the line that you gave her, after you doing what you doing, do you help her? Or are you trying to help her get to a point where she's feeling better about herself, or you just taking advantage of the bitch because she got low self-esteem?
No, now I was always a guy who was like, I would date a chick. So I wouldn't be on some just trying to smash and like dip type of shit. But it would be on some, but I knew it wasn't going to be long-term type of shit. And honestly,
is that right?
If I'm being honest, like it was like, it was also like a thing of like, I didn't want to be seen with the big chick. Like, see,
how are we helping these women? I'm trying to get to it. Of course, I'm a better man now, but I'm saying
like back then, I was like, I didn't have the confidence to be able to be walking with the big chick. And my boy see me and be like, oh, damn, what? I'm like, damn. That's why I didn't feel comfortable saying yeah.
See, that's where my point is. That's why I'm so angry. That's why I'm so mad.
It's like it's a different type of big. Like, you know, like if you big, like you got to have some type of thickness too. Like you can't be, I heard y'all say Lizzo, but like, and then nothing wrong with her. Like she ain't bad looking, but it's just her body. Is just misshaped, so I don't she can have her ass all the time. Your ass, it's like, it's not there. So it's like, I don't know, it's just something missing. Like you don't have no ass to show your ass. So I don't want to see your ass. And then her titties is small, so it's like, you big, like, yeah, okay. You want to flaunt it, but you're not flaunting nothing, so I don't want to see it. It's like, you got some little ass titties.
So like, are we trying to...
But if she had like, you know, some big ass titties and I had a fat ass,
oh she good. Yeah. She good.
Yeah.
But are we trying to help these women that don't got that?
Yeah, but if you don't got that, then you gotta lose a little bit of weight.
That's all I'm saying.
You gotta get something, like you got something gotta curve.
That's all I'm saying.
Something gotta curve because you know, niggas, it's a limit. Like I didn't see, like my limit is like, cause I didn't caught my kids watching That's So Raven. The new one, I don't know what the hell it's called, but you know, and she kind of on the bigger side now. Not banging out because I'm
still, hip.
I was high as shit. And in this episode, she was in some workout leggings. I was like, damn, this bitch got hella ass now. I said, man, I'll wear that shit out. And my kids watching it, I said, god damn, she got hella ass. I was like, guys, I didn't see all that. Then she had a little jacket on, a little bit unzipped. Man, them titty was hella big. And I'm thinking, I was like, man. I think she might be a lesbian, and I'm thinking in my head, I said, man, but I would bang that out. Yeah, and you know, she got her hair shaved on the side. Man, she did something with her, like a little flip or something. And I said, man, I'll plant my dick right there on that spot and just on her head. I know she gotta still take some dick sometime. You know, I just want to do it once.
Okay.
So that's like, you know, that's how you gotta have be proportioned in something. Like you gotta. If you fat or big, your titties better be bigger and your ass better be rounded.
So what I'm saying, y'all can't be upset with me because I'm trying to put these bitches on a minus 20 plan. That's all you got to do. If you want to be big, bitch, and you know you a little over the top, minus 20. Let's get you on a minus 20 plan.
Matter of fact, you ain't got to do that. If your ass don't curve in a thong or if it fall off of you, You lost.
You lost. Rap.
And no disrespect. Like no disrespect.
You ain't got an ass in it. It's a rap. Just say it like that.
Yeah, and no disrespect.
If you put a thong on and your ass ain't poking out,
that's all I'm saying.
Call it. I don't care how long it is. You know, you do got some big bear girl that's got long asses. I think they got nah, oh it's just long. God, it's just long.
Like,
you got the big bitches with the long titties.
That ain't good either. Like, no, you gotta be perky. You gotta have some.
Yeah.
It's a certain size they gotta get to.
Yeah, you gotta wear
long titties,
bitch. You gotta wear it, bro.
If you you gotta wear a bra, like
put that bra.
They hang past your stomach, it's a wrap.
Oh, it's over. It's over.
Because
get the bra.
Big girl, I think you like big perky titties. Like, I don't care if they, you know, they like above your stomach. And then my fucking baby round as shit.
Yeah, we just came back and we're coming back again. Luke.
I'm about to get it.
It's a certain size, you gotta have titties and you gotta have ass no matter what.
And I'm gonna add to what you're saying.
And you know, these bitches, hold on, Warren. Well, my bad. Yeah. I'm gonna let you get the last word. But these bitches, they didn't hurt at all. I know you bitches didn't hurt at all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling y'all, y'all didn't hurt at all from you big, fat, sloppy looking ass, manatee, walrus looking ass bitch. Y'all done hurt a lot of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hurt y'all feelings. Oh God, I'm just trying to give y'all a whole nother way to look at shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like I think y'all good. You know what I'm saying? I love you, but just keep it tight. No, not keep it tight, because you can't keep it tight, but keep it right at least.
Yep, exactly.
Keep it right. Go keep it right.
Like get on the good mattress to get some ass. I'm telling you. Like you gotta have ass. Like if you big, you gotta have ass. Like,
so to add to that,
you gotta have
to that. To say what y'all was saying about like even Lizzo. The reason Lizzo doesn't look that attractive. Sorry to say, Lizzo, if you listen and one day you hear this podcast and she think like I'm a fuck worm, then she hear this and be like, oh fuck worm.
Come holler at DJ Daryl.
I'm saying that like the reason is because if Lizzo was smaller, she still wouldn't have that much shape going.
Because she's just kind of plain looking.
But she plain looking because she doesn't do any kind of workouts or nothing. And workouts will shape your body to be more attractive.
Yes, it will give
you curves because you are working out. That 20-pound thing that you talk about, Daryl, yes.
Yeah.
If a bitch get on like a kind of regiment, even in that, she ain't even got to lose 20 pounds, but just sticking in the gym like consecutively will start to like shape her body in a better way that like you talking about, Rado. If she ain't got titties as a big girl, if she gets some squats in and do the Stairmaster, she fuck around and like shape her ass right. Now she got niggas at the bar like, oh shit, who this big bitch right here?
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, your ass got to look good in
like, right. It's more to just be like, you got to be active. If you're going to be a big person, you got to be active and you got to like shape your body in the right contours that you know is going to appeal to a man. A big bitch is just a square, just a fucking like no curves or nothing. It's not attractive to a nigga. Sorry.
Bitch, you looking
regardless
like Kirby.
Of how big you is, regardless of how small you are.
You can be 100 pounds
and be a rectangle.
So done.
You can be 100 pounds and be a rectangle and don't fuck your Robert's cube ass, bitch.
You Kirby looking ass, bitch.
Fucking the angle of this bitch.
Hey, no. You know how Kirby be sucking in all that shit?
Yep.
That shit'll keep it, nigga. You know what you do? All right, my bad. That was a joke, women. I'm sorry.
All right. We didn't beat the big girls up enough.
We didn't beat them up. We gave them game, bro.
Like I said, we don't fuck around. There's gonna be a flood of like big girls hitting us. Hey, hi guys.
And I'm gonna be right there for it. Like, what's happening? How you feeling, man?
What's good? You gotta have ass, like man.
Slide. Antoine gonna be mad.
I'm looking for Antoine Johnson. He seems to be the nice guy out of the bunch. He gonna be the worst nigga. He gonna be like, you big bitch, you. Don't hit my.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Moving on. The next topic we had.
I love
Big another Wayne. Juicy one. I love Big Wayne too, actually. I do too. BBW is my thing.
I'm all for it.
This is another topic that we probably gonna end up talking about again. But yep. Moving on. Now we're talking about something that was meant to be talked about a good while back, but now we're gonna bring it back up. Because it is something that usually tends to happen in a lot of cases. We were even discussing it a minute ago that there's sometimes that women settle for the type of guy that they with. Women will admit that they're settling in a lot of cases. And there's something to be said even about like, but are you settling? Because some of these guys are a lot better than what they actually are admitting to. But at the same time, some cases, women are going with these guys only because they couldn't get the better guy. An example, Sierra being with Russell Wilson. She's with him, but a lot of people, even us, will say that she's not happy with him like she wants to be happy. It's the best lifestyle, though. This nigga's got millions of dollars. He can take care of her. He's like, he's all spiritual. He's got her praying on Sundays and all. He's the perfect copy of like what every woman wants to like say is like the air quotes nice guy. But she don't want the nice guy. She want the air quotes bag boy who is somebody like Future, who is out here getting his money, the same amount of money, but getting it how he want to get it. And also just fucking around and doing what he want to do. Like Future's not going to be praying with you on Sunday in the church. He going to the strip club again because he went Saturday and the hoes was there. So he went Sunday to find out if they were still there. Future's not going to be at home with you making like pumpkins for Halloween or some shit. If anything, he gonna take you to the club and the nanny gonna watch the kids or some shit. So what is it about women who want that type of guy, and also the women who are settling for the nice guy who they know they don't want but still will be with these guys? And it's like, why even be with them? So I'm gonna pass that to y'all.
The nice guy is routine and stability and predictability. The bad guy is chaos and unpredictability, the complete opposite. So, I mean, women are just, for whatever reason, are drawn to that. Like, not knowing what's happening next. Like, sometimes, even in relationships, even in long-term relationships, sometimes you have to, you know, just cause some turmoil. I hate to say it, but, you know, you just gotta shake the ground a little bit, you know, just, you know, to keep her from like being, you know, too comfortable, you know, because once a woman get comfortable, then it's like, I don't know, that's when problems start happening. So it's, that's my thought on it. What about y'all?
Shit. I say in their case, like, I don't fucking know the motherfuckers like that. She might like this nigga, but if, I don't know. Because if I'm being honest, if I was Future, nigga, I'm gonna do the same thing this nigga was doing. Like, man, if I'm that nigga and I can get bitches, think I'm getting bitches. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Put myself in this and that nigga's shoes. I'm gonna do the same shit this nigga doing. Like, hands down. And this nigga getting the same amount of money. So maybe she do like you know, Russell Wilson like that. Because they is making similar money. It's just this nigga just wilding out, though. So, I don't know. I'll wild out too. But in that case, yeah, she might like this nigga though. But if she is selling it, then I guess, I don't know.
You're a bullshit. She don't want that nigga.
How you know though?
Because even like you can tell when a woman that is unbothered, like the concert they was at. Future happened to be the next performer, and she cutting and leaving, getting a limo with Russell Wilson. If you unbothered, you don't give a fuck. You're going to stay and enjoy your time with your dude. Bitch, why you leaving? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is still the father of your children. Like, you're not comfortable in yourself to support this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Why you feel me? Like, you ain't even, like, the fact that you have a bad relationship with your ex dude is always a telltale sign that you're not over this nigga or you feel some type of way about this nigga. You know what I'm saying? If this nigga was all that you, if Russell Wilson was all that she said she wanted and all this shit, nothing should bother her. She should be unbothered by anything that this nigga do. But everything that this nigga do, she bothered by. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how you know, sir? But what if it was Russell Wilson? What if it was like, oh, I hate this clown. Like, what if it's just it's all him?
But even if it's him,
And because that these two are married, and she's like, well, you know, I gotta stay by my husband, so I'm going out with him.
Well, that speaks, but nigga, that's even a worse sign. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga's uncomfortable. Oh, this who you want to fuck with? This who you want to be with? This nigga, every time this nigga runs, the future comes, oh, we gotta get up out of here, bro. Like, whoa, nigga, the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Come on now. Yes, that nigga, that's gonna be unattractive to a woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like any point there. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Any woman. You know what I'm saying?
If I was Russell, I wouldn't want to be with on Sierra though.
Just off of that. You know what I'm saying?
Like off that, it's like, man, it's like that nigga was hitting this, man. That what y'all was wilding and you was doing some wild shit with this nigga too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that shit.
Yeah, there's shit that she hasn't even said. Future done did some wild shit with that bitch.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he probably did had her in some situations where she had never wanted to be in. He was like, yeah, bitch, get on your knees. I'm about to have this bitch shit in your mouth real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, he done had her in some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is one of your songs while she's shitting in your mouth.
Like, I'm like, and I'm just, you know, I'm being extra when I say that, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to give you all an idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, Future didn't have her do some shit. And Russell Wilson was there to pick up the pieces like a simp ass nigga.
I wouldn't want to be him in that situation. Mm-hmm. And now it's like now you're trying to be this nigga daddy, his kid daddy. It's like now this nigga is named after his daddy. And it's not like now you're like a family feud, because always the issue with this kid is like, man, I wouldn't want that. Mm-hmm. Like, as a nigga, I'm like, nah, man,
that's hard.
I don't want that. Like, yeah, like, man, like you, like y'all even been thing with this kid.
You're not even in no control situation. You're just just there.
And then he shouldn't be involved in this shit anyway.
Hell no.
Like, he shouldn't be taking these family pictures and all this shit. Yeah, that's disrespectful. You didn't cross the line, buddy. Damn. Now you make him look like this nigga daddy ain't shit.
Yeah.
Like, to the whole world, like, y'all, this nigga daddy ain't shit. Like, that's some low nigga shit right there. Like, I don't give a fuck about the two all the relationships. That's some low nigga shit when it comes to people, kids. If the world thinks that your daddy a deadbeat.
Yeah.
And the world is putting it out there.
And she don't do nothing to offset it.
Yeah, just, and it's like, but what just, can you do though? Like, no matter what,
she just let it happen.
But it don't matter, because no matter what you say, it's a wrap. Because no matter how you look at it, like he shouldn't have been involved with none of that shit. Yeah. Like, no matter if it was innocent, none of that shit, it don't matter. Because now a future has been a deadbeat. Yeah. If he is, if he ain't. Yeah, they just put it out there for the world to know. Like, no nigga want that on them. No nigga child want to know that daddy a deadbeat. Yeah. Like, no nigga want to know that shit. And no nigga want that feeling on him.
And Russell Wilson, just the cold part, he just doing him.
Yeah.
He just being the person that he's being. Yeah, but then it falls on him too, though. In a way, you feel me? You put yourself in that situation, so now
yeah. So like I'm saying, like I wouldn't be involved with it at all. Yeah, like yeah, I don't care how much I admired their narrative. It was like nah. It's like man, like this nigga, he's famous. You got this famous nigga kid.
So
we always go prepared, and y'all was just all shit that everybody knew about. Yeah, so y'all niggas busy in every fucking where, and this nigga do wild shit on the regular.
So the original point was, is Sierra? The Sierra would, she settling like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what this nigga can.
Because Warren brought up a great point.
When he said
they making similar money.
Yeah, but I don't think money got. I don't think money got nothing to do with it.
Why even be like? Because this nigga got that financial security that she's looking for.
But she don't need it. Why she got her own money.
Yeah. So exactly. So how we know that she ain't really feeling Russell Wilson?
Yeah, because I feel like she's more worried about her image. You know what I'm saying? She trying to be on some Beyonce, Jay-Z type shit, bitch. You ain't got to be on that. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson is a star quarterback for the Denver Broncos now.
This is her way of trying to get to that level.
Yeah, oh yeah, facts. Right, so you know what I'm saying? Because think about it. What is Sierra Wilson famous for?
Shit, I don't know.
Exactly.
Her goodies.
Yeah, but nigga, when the last time she had a hit? When the last time she had a hit, though?
She had one in a minute.
You know what I'm saying? And Russell Wilson is currently, he was hella trash last year, but I'm saying he's currently.
He's still getting paid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But he's still going to be the face of the NFL.
She don't got to perform because this nigga throws the football.
I think she's just trying to, she's looking for a way to stay relevant, bro. That's all I think. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause she ain't really, I don't even know if she got a clothing line, a perfume line. She ain't no Rihanna. She ain't no Beyonce. She ain't none of that shit.
How you know she want to get there?
Okay, but why is she always talked about? Why is she always out there? Cause she talked, cause the only reason why she.
Maybe
she's
like one of stirs. Of trouble.
Only reason why she's even mentioned is because of Future. You know what I'm saying? Because Future's still relevant. He's still making hit songs, producing hit songs. Nigga, she ain't doing shit but sucking Russell Wilson dick.
Look, I'm gonna say this. I agree with both of y'all because I do feel like I do think that Sierra is happy with Russell. She just went from the bad boy to the good guy and is happy with this dude. But I will also say that she's possibly still not over Future.
No. And that's a problem.
And that's a problem, definitely. That's a problem. Whether it's because of the type of dude he is or what he does or like whatever he had, like control he had over or whatever. Like you said, like it's definitely a lot different from what like Russell brings, and Antoine put it pretty poignantly earlier. Nice guys are predictable, bad guys are chaos, and women kind of gravitate towards chaos. They like to know that like nothing is going to be same shit every day.
Hey,
they don't want to get their ass beat, or they don't want to have some nigga telling them,
check it out.
Like, yeah, this bitch gonna shit in your mouth. This for Future.
Check it out.
He have his bitches do, so I'm gonna have my bitch do that.
Nice guys finish last.
I'm saying
that's always been a common theme with niggas that are pushovers. I'm not saying Russell Wilson is a pushover, but nice guys finish last all the time.
But it's more than just that image. How regular he is.
Oh, you carry on.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all had sons, which most of y'all do, would y'all want Russell Wilson, or would you want your son to be like Future?
Mm.
To be like, or
how they came up. Would you want your son like more like Russell Wilson or more like Future?
I'll say a blend of both.
That's the That's the ideal.
He needs to have, I mean, sadly, you know. You can't be too straight and narrow.
No middle seed child, one or the other. Right now, if you was an old man, and you, your son, would you want your son to be Russell Wilson, or you want your son to be Future?
That's tough.
Answer that, bro.
That's tough.
Exactly. The niggas ragging on Russell Wilson, and you niggas know if you had to pick, right to hell now.
We bagging on Russell Wilson, but at the same time, we talking about Sierra, whether is she whether rather happy
with. Yeah, but I'm talking about if this nigga was your kid.
But let's say he's with Sierra.
I'm gonna go with Russell Wilson.
Exactly.
I'm going to Russell Wilson.
And hopefully I talked to him enough to be like, bruh, listen to me. Yeah. Don't date no woman that got...
Because this is for me, it's no slight at Russell.
Yeah.
We're talking about Sierra. He's in a messed up situation with a bitch that doesn't really want to, I feel like, isn't really as happy as she could be with this man because she's still, like, tripping off this nigga. Like I said, man, all I had to see is this bitch leaving from this nigga coming to perform. Like, why would you not, like, you know what I'm saying? That still sticks with me. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. You know what I'm saying? They got caught getting it. All right, we leaving. We getting in this limo and cutting because this nigga coming to perform.
Man,
come on.
Who coming up next? Who?
We gone.
They should have stayed cool with the nigga. And they could co-parent.
Maybe so. Exactly.
And then they had to hype that money up. Then Dan should have been hyped up to the Beyonce. Yeah. Then motherfucker, like, man, she didn't accomplish some shit no bitch ever accomplished ever in life. Like she would have passed Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because she would have been able to co-parent with a damn another famous person like that, and she famous too. That's Wilson level. And
Russell Wilson would have been on stage with Future, nigga, performing with his square ass. You know what I'm saying?
If she could have pulled it off, she'd have been balling. Like, they'd have called her the next Oprah.
Quick.
So, but hey, if she really that strong hold over this nigga, you should let that shit go. And you should have made some money off this shit at this point.
You should have had that bitch.
All right, learn how to cope shit.
Go ahead. Let this bitch... Put her bloody pussy in your mouth. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot we on tape. My bad. But you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm just saying, bro.
That's how we were doing the podcast.
That's the extent of what I think. That's it. That's what I think.
Back on topic. The average Roman settle. Because we talking about somebody that's on a high status.
I'm pretty sure.
Average woman, hell yeah.
Average woman, hell yeah. She's selling.
Hell yeah, you're selling, bitch.
Because she's been hurt so many times, bro. So she's like, look, man, I'm tired of this shit.
Hey, if this nigga, if he ain't got shit, if he ain't doing shit, but he just got a regular damn job, and then it should happen, and you just, hey, this is just safe.
He taking care of me.
Yeah.
He doing everything I need him to do.
And
I ain't got to worry about this nigga's.
Damn. And you tell this nigga you ain't gonna have kids or nothing like that? Like, nah.
Oh, damn.
But how is she settling, though, when she seems like she's getting a better deal out of this? Because he's like, she's like, I ain't having no more kids. Like, he's the one, like, working and paying the bills and all that shit. But he's still like an average Joe.
He ain't taking her
to the clubs. He's predictable. He come home 6 o'clock every day on the dot. 6 o'clock, that door come open, and like that, just regular guy.
In this situation, then she's settling. Like if they still arguing over dumb shit, like washing dishes and shit, or something random, or why the bills ain't paid on time. What the fuck, bitch? You settling?
Okay.
So that's not an advantage. Yeah, he paying the bills. He ain't paying them all the time on time, but they're getting paid.
Okay.
Ellen, bitch. you could have did that by yourself.
So what do y'all think, like, to now finish that question up, what do y'all think, like, should a chick do then if, like, say, for instance, she with a guy like that already, or rather, if she not with a guy like that, what should she do then? Like, should she get back with the future nigga, or should she, like, try to get with some other dude?
It's too late. Be her, like, whatever she most comfortable with. Like, man, if she like being wild like that, then go for that shit. Like, you know, but just be safe with the shit. Like, you know, be like, hey, bro, like, hey, you know, I'm with the shit too. This whatever I want, I'm down for it. But instead of us wilding out, let's just wild out with one other person on the regular, and that's it. And then make an agreement with the shit, and you know, and keep it moving. So if you like the shit, do it. Like, come.
What you mean by wild out with one other person?
Because you know, like, it's like shit, like everybody keep always thinking that future is fucking hella bitches. And I'm saying, you know, if she was into that shit, just be like, bruh, all right, I'm with this shit, but let's just do it with one bitch, not fucking 10 bitches, you know, and that's it.
So you trying to tell her, to settle
for it's not sister. Selling like if she was liking that shit when they was doing it, and now she's like, nah, because the world don't like this shit. Like, fuck that. Still do the shit. But, you know, do it like how make it more comfortable.
So that's the reason you said she left Future, because he was fucking with hella
bitches. People said looking like the cheat.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, if she liked it and she didn't care, they think she could have kept it going. Like, just be like, you know, make it more safe. If she shows, like, you know, so pissed off about the shit, like, damn, like, fuck this nigga. Like, how the hell he stuck a wall out and I can't no more. So, you know, that's her way of not selling it. So if you're a bitch on the street and you like to wild out, then go ahead. Hit the nigga that you like to wild out with, like, hey, bro, let's figure this shit out. I know you like to wild. I like to do it too. But let's get one bitch and she better have some money. We put that shit together. And now we
got Avery ain't dead.
Yep. How y'all doing, son?
Better have some money.
Now y'all paying some bills. Like, yeah, now you like, yeah, I know about that bitch. She contributed to this house. Go ahead, you know, and keep it rolling. If that shit you into, don't sell it for the shit. Like, if you know the nigga, it's fucking hella bitches. And you still fucking that nigga and you know that shit, why you tripping now?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he was doing that from a jump.
Hell yeah, hella fuck alone.
Jump.
And apparently you liked it. So if you liked it, just be like, hey, bro, I know what you're doing. Let's just get one bitch and make sure she get that bread. And that's our agreement, all right? And every nigga gonna go for that shit. He said, all right, cool. Tell me one nigga after cheating for hella long, if your chick tell you, bro, You could fuck one bitch and that's it. Nigga going for that. All the other bitches he gonna drop because he's like, shh, I can make this shit work. I'm good.
Yeah.
Problem solved. You ain't gotta get the square, nigga. Just because he's safe. You can keep your wilding out, nigga, like you've been knowing about. You just play it safe. Get some money out of that deal.
That's honestly as real as it's gonna get, man. When it comes, when we just talking about a nigga like Future. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm gonna give y'all an opportunity to kind of even give like some closing remarks on like what y'all think about this the women settling. I think I agree with what Rado's saying. Like what Rado's saying, don't settle for what you don't want is what I'm kind of getting from you.
And overall,
right. So like if you going for something, go for whatever you want. If you want the nice guy, go for that. If you don't want him, don't go for it and like be settling for it. Don't settle for a fuck boy and be out here dealing with his shit unless you want to do that. And if you do want to do it, figure out some stipulations for that.
Yeah.
But
make shit work. Make that money work.
Exactly. Because always think about get that money. And I respect that.
Make it work.
But I'm gonna read something really quick that I took a, like I took a screenshot of some shit that I thought like I kept specifically for this conversation, and it was like a picture of Sierra with Russell, and I guess they probably coming from something, but like the, it said the caption said, "This is starting to annoy me. He is corny, not because he not because he's a loving husband, but because he has no swagger, no swagger in all caps. He is not funny. He is not the man she really wanted. She settled because she made her he made her feel secure after the trauma of being with a man who was not ready for her. That does not make her right. That does not make him right for her. He may be right for someone, but not her. She dead ass settled. She put the she put her ego first, and this man is right for her ego, not her soul."
Yes, I agree. Because that's what I
kind of what was all saying that, without even knowing about that.
Yeah, so that's why. Yeah, I agree with that.
That had to come from a friend.
Yeah, like friend. I said, you know, like if I was him, like I wouldn't. Like if he was my son, I'd be like, "Bruh, listen, nigga, no, fuck that hoe, nah, it's a rat, man. Don't do it." Like nigga, I would, and then my son, he gonna fuck listen. Like, yeah, you right. I'm saying, "Nah, she ain't the one, man." I said, "Yeah, man, you know it's cool to fuck, but no, nigga. Don't get in that situation." I ain't saying, you know, because she had kids, but look who she had kids with and how they bitch was on the streets. And that's what I was told, like, nah, man, because as a nigga, I want my son, like, Russell Wilson. Like it ain't nothing wrong with this nigga. Like, this nigga is like a fucking class act citizen.
Yeah.
And I want my kid to be like that all the way in life. Like, I want my kid to be no type of hood nigga at all. Like, nah, man, get your fucking money and get the fuck out. So... I'm with the Russell Wilson, but my son, he ain't gonna be that corny though. He gonna have tax and shit though, and he ain't gonna be looking weird like that. I'm gonna tell this nigga like, nah,
looking weird.
Like, all right, them shoes don't go. Get them shoes out of here. Get in some of these. So he gonna have some swag. Like he gonna have classy swag, but it's still gonna be, you know, like something I could pull off for him. But I told this nigga like, nah, bro, don't get at this hoe. Nope.
This whole
no, nigga.
Don't get at this.
That was said about the whole relationship, man. But you gotta, like, you gotta call it. Like, man, if she had kids, it's like by nobody. All right, then it would have been cool. But your shit is on the street, girl. Like everybody know. Like everybody. Everybody know every nigga she been with.
Sheesh.
Because she was with Bow Wow before that shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Like, what the fuck? So nigga's like, nah, bro, nigga, don't be that nigga, Russell. I ought to tell my kid, like, nah, nigga, we not gonna do this, bro. I ain't supporting this shit.
Yeah, I forgot about that shit. She was a little Bow Wow.
Nah, I ain't supporting
Bow Wow the future. To Russell Wilson.
And I wouldn't Russell support it.
Trump ass, simp ass nigga. I don't care. Nobody said Russell Wilson is a fucking simp. I seen that fucking interview. I seen that fake ass interview. Hey, how'd you get a Sierra? He was like,
"Oh, yeah.
I told her, man, I seen her. We was hanging out and my wallet was fucked up. And she basically was saying, why is your wallet all fucked up? He was like, listen here, baby. You know what I'm saying? He basically was like, yeah. I forgot what that he said. Some that nigga said shit. Like,
you can see that it's old and raggedy, but look how long I kept it. That means, like, you know, I'm loyal and I keep things around or some shit like that.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, nigga, what kind of corny ass shit was that, nigga? Nigga, she didn't fall for that, nigga. Shut your dumb ass up. Nigga, like, yo, what a bitch like Sierra, nigga, this nigga talking about consistency. Oh. That nigga said consistency. That's what you get. That's what you get with me, baby. Consistency. You fuck with a nigga like me, I keep wallets that's right. Fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here, bro.
I'll keep your ass if you fucked up.
Your bitches getting snatched.
Yeah.
That's a whack. It's
hella whack.
It's over.
Yep, I would have told him, yeah, like I said, all right, if it's my kid, he told me that story. I said, bruh, think about that. He said, man, think about that. Would you let some dude walk up to your daughter and say that same line? Think about it. And then what the hell are they gonna say? Yeah, man, that was hell. And she went for it. So then he gonna change his whole opinion. Too late now though, Rush. Sorry, bro. It's a wrap. You stuck in it.
So
keep playing the role.
Yeah. Thank
you. All right, man. Do y'all got any closing remarks on this topic or any of the other ones? We should probably start wrapping it up.
Nope, that's my closing remark.
You big bitches, get on the minus 20 plan.
The minus 20 plan. I'm wrapping it up now. I'm closing it now. If like Daryl said,
minus 20 plan.
No disrespect. At all. Wife beaters. We gotta do something about that.
Cancel.
If your girl is licking the balls and eating the gooch, you gotta tell her ass to stop doing that for the boss. Do that for you.
Shit.
Wait,
what?
It's over.
Wait a minute. No.
And the Russell Wilson situation. Don't settle. Pick what you want and go after it. Like we was even talking about, like with the work stuff. Like don't get pushed around at work either.
At all.
And big girls, hit us up. Hit us up on the email. That's what the email's for. Booty pictures. I'ma go through them.
I'm just trying to communicate with the bigger women that's trying to get healthy.
All right, man. This has been another good episode. High Guys Podcast. We out of here. We'll smoke with you next time. That
canceled.
That worm guy. We out of here.
Canceled.